Mother's blessings. How many moms do we have here with us today? Can you all show yourself just for a quick moment and we can take a look? Lots of moms. So there's a Jewish proverb that says, God couldn't be everywhere, so he created mothers. Mother's Day can be an opportunity to celebrate our earthly mothers, thanking and honoring them for the amazing job they did into bringing us into the physical world. And using the very principle of the divine feminine to birth us, unconditionally love and nurture us for so many years, and then selfishly launch us on our own spiritual journey into the human experience. No doubt, not everyone had such a happy and healthy relationship with their birth mother, which is why it's important to understand their unique relationship with the creative principle of life, which goes far beyond personalities. Perhaps equally as important, Mother's Day can be a chance for each of us to consciously reconnect with the principle of the divine feminine within ourselves, which is where the true power, unconditional love, resides within ourselves, which is just waiting to embrace and nurture us. Celebrate the divine feminine this Mother's Day and notice how loved you really are. This divine feminine represents the connection to the part of your consciousness responsible for nurture, intuition, empathy, regardless of your gender. The good news is the divine feminine, being an omnipresent principle, means that men have equal access to it, needing to balance it with their masculine energy, even though that may be an uncomfortable process for some. So, mother. What is a mother? I found an article written by Katie Harrison, PhD. And according to her, it's not what you've been told or what you think. A mother is not someone who gives up her entire life and person to raise children. Because who are those children if their mother has no life of their own? She hopes when her children think of the word mother, they think of boldness, assertiveness, independence, love, and grace. There are many definitions. From a mother is a female parent, a woman who gives birth or who has the responsibility of physical and emotional care for specific children. A female substituting in the function of a mother. Two, one who loves unconditionally, best friend, superwoman, and heart healer, doer of all the things, seriously, the best person ever. Or, a mother is a caregiver and an unconditional love giver, housekeeper, cooker, baker, taxi driver, psychologist, doctor, and discipliner. They're the ones who bear the burden of everything good and bad as the days go on. They're the ones who might get left behind as they do so much they don't get as much appreciation. This last one sounds like a terrible position, doesn't it? Would you apply? So Katie Harrison has a blog entitled Undefining Motherhood, which I found very interesting. At Undefining Motherhood, a mother is anyone who provides care to the world, or anyone who considers herself one. Simply put, being a mother is not a definition, it's a feeling. She, as we in Unity, feel people who consider themselves mothers can be, even if they don't fit the typical social definition. And so it's different for everyone. It can't be the same for everyone. For some women, that love can start the second they imagine a second line on a pregnancy test. For others, it starts to grow when they make the decision to begin the process of adoption. For many, it starts as soon as they lay their eyes on a niece or a nephew or a child in a classroom. It begins when they realize the world will not end with their own lives and that they want to help create a better place for children of the future. Biology does not make a mother, nor does the legal paperwork of adoption or foster parenting. Motherhood is not a definition, it's a feeling. They're mentors, foster parents, aunts. They're single dads, grandparents, nannies, and other caregivers. They're people who mother their own parents through sickness or old age. They're stepmothers. What about people who mother their siblings or their friends, the world? If you feel like a mother and you're caring for the world, then you are one. It isn't the same for everybody, and that's the point. And that's that simple. Hey, Mom. My mom tells the story of a time my siblings and I were playing at the picnic table outside the kitchen window. One of my brothers kept saying, "Hey, Mom." I believe my mom was preparing dinner. "Hey, Mom," again and again. Finally, my mom said, "My name is not Mom anymore. My name is Pete." Silence. Then, "Hey, Pete." Children are so resilient. Moms, mothers, they're the foundation of all relationships. They teach us the characteristic traits of assertiveness, curiosity, creativity, empathy, integrity, resilience, resourcefulness, and responsibility, amongst a few other things. These are lessons we need to learn to live life to our fullness. Our mothers often give us their wisdom, but mostly we, meaning me, learn through experiences. And we get to go back home to listen again. A few years later at the Catholic school that my eldest brother, Larry, and I went to, I usually walked him home from school, but this one day I did not see him after school. When I got home, he was not there, and my mother sent me looking for him. I found one of his friends who said the nun had put my brother in the closet for misbehaving after lunch. I went back to school and asked her about that, and the nun said, "Oh, I forgot all about him." Well, my mother was livid as a lioness protecting a cub, if a lion can get livid. I've not known any other mother who's had the mettle to yell so loud at nuns. I would not be able to do so. Cahill Gibran, in his book, The Broken Wings, defines mother as the most beautiful word on the lips of mankind, is the word mother, and the most beautiful call is the call of my mother. It is a word full of hope and love, a sweet and kind word coming from the depths of the heart. The mother is everything. She is our consolation in sorrow, our hope in misery, and our strength in weakness. She is the source of love, mercy, sympathy, and forgiveness. He who loses his mother loses a pure soul who blesses and guards him constantly. I was blessed with two stepsons. I was the perfect stepmom. Well, not really. I was the perfect bad stepmom, I guess sometimes you could say, but I tried. My partner and I chose to go to Unity of Chicago, and we decided to bring the kids. So when my stepsons were young, we would drive to Unity in Chicago, which was approximately an hour drive away, and then they would go to Sunday school. So being two young boys, eventually they started fighting over something, anything. One of the ways we could get them to go was a promise to go downstairs after church to get donuts. One Sunday I said, you know, it would be a lot easier if I could use the fear of God, the wrath of God, or going to hell on them. Oh, did I tell you one son was an atheist? One day, my mother's voice came out of my mouth. The oldest didn't want to do something and asked why he should. I said, of course, because I said so. He replied, my therapist said that's an unacceptable answer. To say I took that in calmly would be an absolute lie. I didn't learn about picking battles before this time. Everything seemed important to me. And Cahill Gibran also writes this. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of a life longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they do not belong to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backwards, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth as the archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite. And he bends you with his might and his, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves the bow that is stayed. I have always loved that verse from him. And I have tried to do that as I have gotten older. And we must remember that our relationship with our mothers is our first. It's the foundation of all our relationships. if this relationship is damaged in any way, we must heal the relationship with mom. Whether or not you even knew her, it must be healed for you to live the fullness of your life in all your relationships and in many areas of life. And sometimes forgiveness is needed. And forgiveness doesn't mean that we condone what happened or didn't happen. It means that we accept the past will never be different. And so here's the great joy. I love that we have such an inclusive understanding of who and what God is, and that God is frugal, and meaning wasting nothing. Everything that happens in your life is for your growth and your good. And so no matter what there is in your relationship with mom, by integrating it, you get the gift. It is the very pathway of your becoming. So no matter what there is in your relationship with mom, by integrating it, you get the gift. It is the very pathway of your becoming. So we honor you, mom, and all that you did and didn't do, all that you could and could not do. You are worthy of our honor. This understanding of the primacy of this relationship and the foundational nature of it was known all the way back to ancient times. It is said in the book of Proverbs, it says, to raise up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That which was given to him, that which was given to children at this young age is so crucial how they will emerge. But it doesn't mean that if you didn't get it, you won't find your path of wholeness, and it's all working together for your good. And so, today, how are we celebrating Mother's Day? Are you going to lunch? Are you going to graveyard? Have you sent a card? Are you calling mom? Is mom calling you? I've been so blessed. I found a wonderful present for my mother. And it wasn't something I was actually looking for. It's like three little clay pears. And quite often in our family, we will end our phone conversations or even text just saying, love you. And so on these three pairs, they say, love you, mom. And I just managed to find it. And coincidentally, she got it yesterday. I was concerned she wouldn't get it by Mother's Day, but she did. And she loves it. And so, today, let us continue in our celebration of moms, in our honoring of moms, in our honoring of ourselves. Found this song by three girls. Two of them are sisters and one is a friend. They're from Romania. And they sing a beautiful rendition of this. Nala.
To shine.